Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Who doesn't need a mediator now and again? A conspiracy takes place against parents when the children discover that one of their siblings gets more yes answers than the others. So when the whole clan wants to persuade mom or dad, we know who is elected to present the case. Most counselors find themselves in a role of being a mediator for troubled married couples. Businesses use mediators to work out details of contracts and business adventures with other companies. So lots of folks go to work to be a mediator for their place of business, sometimes within a business itself, between the workforce and the administration. There is a need to have some outside company mediators come to help resolve their problems. Much of a lawyer's work is that of mediation. Sure enough, we find ourselves in need of a mediator. Jesus Christ is willing to serve every person on earth as our personal mediator. He can and he will bring about harmony and peace between us and God as long as we choose him as our mediator.
There is strength in the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of the Lord. There is hope in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. There is strength in the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of the Lord. There is hope in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. There is strength in the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of the Lord. There is hope in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes. Blessed is he who comes. Blessed is he who comes in the name.
First thing I believe is necessary about this subject of Jesus being our mediator between us and the Father is that we need one. We are sinners, and our sins separate us from our Creator. We are not in harmony with the Father unless and until we deal with our sins. We are not at peace with God because of our sins. Now, unless we believe this to be true, the rest of our message doesn't mean much. Clearly, the Bible convicts us of our sinful nature and the condemnation that comes to unsaved sinners. We need saving. And we cannot save ourselves. We need a Savior. That is where Jesus comes in. He is declared to be the Savior of the world. Remember those words from the angel spoken to Joseph in his dream. Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And we should remember the words of Jesus when he proclaimed, "The Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." In view of our need for a mediator, we find Jesus not only willing to serve us in this way, but that is the reason why he came and why God sent him into the world. That beloved passage in John 6 and 3 and verse 16 shares it well. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. God sent Jesus to save us. The Apostle Paul speaks of us having peace with God through a reconciliation. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we find these truths. God makes peace with mankind through Christ. Number two, because of the mediation of Christ, the Father does not count sin against us. And number three, God the Father and Creator calls the lost world to be saved through his Son Jesus. The question may come, are there other ways to have this peace? Can someone else serve as our mediator? Can we find peace with God through another means? According to the scriptures, the answer to all of these questions is no. Jesus is the Savior. It is his blood that cleanses us from our sins. His atoning sacrifice is the only one that will be accepted by God. No one else can mediate for us because no one else has lived the righteous life and given that life on our behalf. Jesus made this very emphatic statement, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." In the Hebrew letter, the author writes to share many proofs that only Jesus can be our mediator. He is the mediator of the new covenant that God brought about through Jesus. The old Jewish ways set up by God through Moses no longer provide access to the Father. Hebrews 9:15 explains it. Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance. The Apostle Paul wrote in his letter proclaiming this very same fact. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. There are other questions that may come up regarding Jesus as a mediator between God and sinners. Like, will Jesus mediate for every person? He's available for such an arrangement. He has made it possible by dying for all sinners to mediate for everyone. But he will only mediate for those who choose him. Well then, how do we choose him? The scriptures teach that we call on the name of the Lord by having faith that leads to a repentance of a sinful life and then a submission to Jesus as Lord through our obedience to his commands. We choose by claiming the forgiveness of our sins through his blood. In our baptism into Christ, we appeal to God to have our guilty conscience cleansed from our past sins and are claiming Jesus to be Lord over our lives. By this submissive act of faith, we begin a new life by having Jesus as our mediator. Now we can bring our offerings, our sacrifices, worship, and prayers to God in the name of Jesus. Another question. But what if we sin again and fall short of his expectations? Will he continue to be our mediator? Oh, yes, indeed he will. 1 John 2, verse 1 is written to Christians who have chosen Jesus through faith and obedience. If anyone, meaning Christians, does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. We must draw our teaching to a close on this occasion. One more question that needs asking. Have you secured the only mediator to plead your case before God? If you have not done so today, let us encourage you to consider this urgent need in your life. All of us who support Moments of Inspiration would love to help you make this choice through whatever studies of Scripture and ministries needed. We are willing to help you to know Jesus as your Savior by making him your Lord.
We stand here together as a family. We join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending his Son. We've chosen together.
finally to serve him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight, till he takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve. Stand in your way, give the praise he deserves. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve him, we will serve him, we will serve him, for he is worthy. Serve.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.